Welcome to Healing with Worth, a podcast dedicated to healthy recovery and instilling hope in the wake of betrayal trauma. We are women that have experienced this intimately and want to support other women so they don't have to walk the path alone. We are not professionals, and the content of this show is not meant to replace therapeutic healing. If you would like to join a therapist-led support group to help your betrayal trauma, you may reach out to us at healingwithworth.org to join one of our free online worth groups. Now, here are your hosts, Janine and Naomi.
Welcome back to a new season of Healing with Worth. We are your hosts, Janine and Naomi.
And I am so glad to be back with you, Naomi. It's been a while.
Thank you. It has.
If you have been a former listener, that Naomi and I have not recorded any new episodes for a while. And Worth contacted us and invited us to continue the podcast. And we were both really happy to be in a place where we could do that and enthusiastically said, yes, of course we will.
Now, for those of you who are new to the podcast, we are a couple members of the Worth organization. And Worth stands for Women of Rebirth and Therapeutic Healing. Now, this program was developed to give support to women who experience abuse and trauma due to their husband's pornography use.
And this episode, we wanted to let you know that we're back with season two. This is episode number 99. And we just wanted to reintroduce ourselves and let you know what's in store for this upcoming year. We have more guests to bring on. We have similar topics with new perspectives. Each week we'll have a new episode based on one of the four pillars of Worth, which are boundaries, self-care, connection, and action. And we'll introduce you to the amazing therapists and women of this organization and hear their stories of hope and healing.
Awesome. Yes. And if you have listened in the past, that we've done all those things before, and there was just a short, maybe a long stint there that everybody was trying to figure things out. So we've had some changes in directors and things like that. And so that's where we're coming from. And we just wanted to maybe do a little catch up in terms of why do we want to do this podcast? So Janine, do you want to talk about your why about going in and picking up the podcast again and what it is for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember one of the episodes that we did fairly early on, we talked about this subject, and I remember saying that it was to get over my shame. That's why I wanted to do the podcast originally. Right. I thought it was a good way to release some of that shame that women feel regarding their husband's pornography use. It's such a lonely road. It can be anyway, if you don't have support.
Oh, for sure.
And this time around, I had to reevaluate my whys a little bit and realize that now I'm doing it because I really want to support the women out there who are listening. Podcasts were one of the first things that I listened to help start navigating through this. And I remember feeling so validated, especially with my experience regarding my ecclesiastical situation that happened. Right. I felt so supported by this podcast. And so I just kept listening and eventually needed more support and more support. And now I feel like I still need support, but it's less burdensome because I have more tools in my tool bag to be able to do that. So I think that's why I love doing this podcast right now, is because I really want to support the women out there.
Yeah. I love that.
What about you?
Yeah, it's similar. I don't know. I think starting out in this, it was probably maybe a little bit selfish, but I think most of all, I just wanted to connect with other people. And I just felt like there isn't enough help out there. Yeah. And I wanted to be able to offer it in any way that I can. And I still do. That hasn't changed. I think as I have learned and as I have grown in this process, I feel like I just want to share that with other people. And even if it's just one thing that I say that helps somebody, great. Or if it's one guest that we have on that enlightens some understanding in a woman who's suffering and experiencing the trauma and the just absolute devastation of the situation. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at with, I really truly just want to be a place to offer that support.
Yeah. Yeah. And Worth is a great place to be able to do that. Life Changing Services is a good place to do that. They've got a great support network in place for women who are experiencing and dealing with their husband's pornography use. Mm-hmm. And that's where you and I met, actually, was in our Worth group. And we have known each other for, I don't even know how long. Do you know?
Five? I know. It's been a long time. And that's one of the things that I love about the program is all the women that I've been able to connect with and the relationships and the friendships that have been built through the different groups. You and I started out in a group, and that group is long since dispersed. I've moved to some different groups. And even right now, where I am in my process, I'm in a completely different group. And one of the things, and this actually is there's a quote that I love that kind of talks about this. And it's a quote from Neil A. Maxwell. And he talks about intertwining of our lives. And so he says, "So often we can be going about living our lives and bump into strangers at the intersection or crossroads of our lives where our journeys in life happen to cross paths. When we meet, our lives intertwine as we mentor, instruct, and strengthen one another. During the intertwining of our lives, we are both touched in special ways. Then, as so often is the case, our journeys take us in different directions, but we're never quite the same because of the intertwining at the crossroads where we are touched by the Spirit. Sometimes we may naively assume that bumping into one another at the crossroads was just happen chance or coincidence. However, as so eloquently taught, the Lord orchestrates those little moments when we come into contact with others at the crossroads of our lives. So the Lord is in the details, and it is not a coincidence." And I just really feel like that is my experience with Worth, is that I've come in contact with so many incredibly strong, different, amazing women who are wading through this messy space, that we all have this thing in common and we all learn and grow from each other. And that has been the case with every group, every woman. And I've seen the growth and the change for so many women. And it just is one of the things that I love about the program, is just the healing, the hope, and change that happens. And sometimes that's in reconciliation, and sometimes it's not, and that's okay too. But just the fact that our paths cross. And if this podcast is one of those paths that somebody crosses and it changes them for the better, or if I'm able to meet somebody at a Worth conference or something along those lines, and our lives cross again and we connect, and I think there's just a special bond and a love and a care that we have that I don't think I have even really experienced in any other situation in terms of the church. If we want to talk about the church.
Yeah, I totally agree. The connections that you form in your groups are long lasting, and because it's such a vulnerable place for each of us to be, we connect on such a deep level. And then when we get together in other spaces, we don't have to do this surface level talk. Yes. You can go straight to the deep stuff. Right. And even if I've never met somebody, but I know they're from the Worth organization, I have such a deep connection with them already.
Yeah.
And that small talk doesn't even exist. And right. So it's just a bond, you're right, that I have never experienced with other women, because that's not what Relief Society is like.
No, everybody wears a mask. Yes. You cannot tell anything. You've got to put that mask on and man.
That's right.
Things are perfect. Right. Nothing's wrong here. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
So when you form these connections, the mask is already off.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pretend. You don't have to pretend that your life is something different than it's not.
Exactly. So. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things, because in it, being in a situation of where you've got your spouse who's got these pornography issues and infidelity and all of these things, you're already hiding.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to hide. Nobody wants to be unseen and unheard. I feel like everybody wants to be known. Everybody wants to feel connected and wants to know that their experience is valid and it matters, and you don't have to hide and you don't have to keep it a secret. And I think that's the beautiful thing about Worth, is you don't have to hide. You don't have to, even if I think in the very beginning, I was afraid somebody I knew would be in there because heaven forbid they know me.
It's just the stage. But
and now I'm like, I hope I see women I know.
Right.
Because if I do, that means I can, and maybe they won't want to talk to me, but that means that I can connect with them. I can understand them better than I would just on a surface level.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where connection is at.
Yeah. And it may be awkward for them because that's where they're at. And that's okay. Yeah. But because you're at where you're at.
Yes.
How she feels and we'll know the right words to say if that ever happens.
Exactly.
So anyway, go ahead.
Sorry, I just have to say this really quick because I just went back and was like, I just said, I hope I see people I know. I don't hope this situation on anybody. I just want to clarify that.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to wish that on anybody. But at the same time, if they are experiencing that, I do want to see them.
Yeah.
Just want to clarify that.
Good clarification. But I knew what you were talking about.
Yes.
But I'm glad you clarified that for the audience. And yes, it is something that can be really difficult to navigate through, for sure. But it's much more common than we let on in the church anyway. So
for sure.
If you're new to the podcast, we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Worth is not a sponsored organization through the church, but they do adhere and teach principles based upon the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We'll be talking in that frame of reference, but we'll also be talking from other perspectives as well. So we are so excited to be back. And if you have not heard some of the great episodes that we have already done, go back and listen to them. We've had some great interviews with some great therapists, and there's some great topics that we've discussed. I could name off so many. So go back and listen to them, but we've got some new ones coming up, and they're going to be a little shorter this time, little snippets, maybe not with our therapists that we interview, but certainly between Naomi and I, we want to keep these short little snippets. We'll see you next week. And thank you for joining us.
Yes, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us this week on Healing with Worth. Make sure you visit our website, healingwithworth.org, to enroll in a therapist-led support group or to check out our blog. If you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or wherever you may listen, or simply tell a friend about the show. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode, because you are worth it.